Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last month, I warned you of a significant increase in consumer prices from June to July, as documented by three reports from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. These reports were the Consumer Price Index, the Producer Price Index, and the Imports and Exports Price Indexes. But I warned you that one-month reports do not prove a trend. Last Tuesday, the BLS released the final of these three reports for August price increases over July. The news confirms the trend. After prices of imports into the U.S. rose 1.4% from May to June, 1.2% from June to July, they rose another 0.9% from July to August. While the BLS tried to blame rising fuel import prices, it did say, quote, price index for non-fuel industrial supplies and materials rose 3.6% in August from July, the largest one-month advance since the index was first published in December 2001, unquote. The consumer price index in August rose 0.4% from July, with July's already being 0.6% higher than June. The prices of used cars and trucks rose more than 5% from July to August, the largest monthly increase since March 1969. The producer price index in August rose 0.3% after climbing 0.6% the month before. Of course, the Federal Open Market Committee last Wednesday still pretended that consumer prices are rising less than 2% annually by pretending these reports either don't exist or are erroneous. Instead, the Feds claim that consumer prices are barely rising by only looking at the Bureau of Economic Analysis Personal Consumption Expenditures report. But even this report showed recent higher percentage increases in expenditures in the last 2 months of 0.3% and 0.5%. The Fed is still trying to deceive the public by pretending that price increases are much lower than reality. Don't be fooled. It might be too late to buy physical gold and silver as wealth insurance if you wait for the government to tell you the truth about the further decline of the U.S. dollar. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.